This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know that Bobby from Tacoma is. Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, let's go, Darren.
Ooh,
let's go, Bobby.
He's got some pep in his step, Steve, which means it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Migs Show presents...
Darren, what's going on over
it's
there?
It's my first day. For those playing along at home, Bobby will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Bobby?
Let's go.
What kind of animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
Bunny, rabbit.
Yes. What do you call the local anesthetic often used in dental procedures?
Lidocaine?
No.
Novocaine?
Yes, Novocaine. What U.S. state is home to Clemson University?
New York?
No.
Carolina.
Which one?
North.
No.
South Carolina.
Sure, I'll take that. How many brothers make up the Hardy Boys in the book series?
2.
Yes. Which classic rock band was banned from Seattle's Edgewater Hotel in 1973?
Oh, no. Ozzy.
No.
Pass.
Which planet has a year that lasts 88 days?
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
Yes. What sport is the term mulligan from?
Golf.
Yes. What breed of dog is Batman's dog Ace?
Pass.
What South American country is home to Snake Island?
Chile? Argentina?
No. But you know what? You still did very well. You got 6 correct.
Yeah, let's go.
That's not bad at all, Bobby. Let's keep some positive energy. Here comes Steve. I'm going to mean mug him when he walks in.
It's Tuesday. All the cobwebs are on.
Right? Welcome back, Steve. The question remains, though. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Thought so. What kind of animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
A rabbit.
He is. What do you call the local anesthetic often used in dental procedures?
Novocaine.
Yes. What U.S. state is home to Clemson University?
New Jersey?
No.
Clemson is Ohio?
No.
Connecticut.
No. How many brothers made up the Hardy Boys in the book series?
Is it New York?
It is not.
Okay. There's 2 brothers.
There are. Which classic rock band was banned from Seattle's Edgewater Hotel in 1973?
Oh, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
With the fish incident.
Which planet has a year that lasts 88 days?
That would be Uranus, Tyrant.
No.
Saturn?
No.
Jupiter?
No. What sport is the term mulligan from?
Golf.
Yes. What breed of dog is Batman's dog Ace?
German Shepherd?
Yes.
Oh.
What South American country is home to Snake Island?
Argentina?
No.
Anaconda Land?
No.
Snake Place?
No. Which battle saw the final defeat of Napoleon?
Battle of Bonaparte?
No. Steve,
no.
You got 6 correct, and that is a tie. 6-6. Bobby, well done.
It's a tie, Steve. Good game.
You
good
too, my
game.
Friend. Have a good one.
Next time. All right, let's go through some of these. Our buddy did find out eventually that Clemson University is in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
The planet that has a year that lasts 88 days, our friend Bobby knew, it's Mercury.
Mercury.
And the South American country that is home to Snake Island would be Brazil. The final defeat of Napoleon happened at Waterloo.
Waterloo.
I know, it was on the tip of your tongue, wasn't it?
I honestly, I was going to guess Watergate, and I was like, I can't.
Just a different water.
I'm pretty sure it's not Watergate.
Well, if people want to check out what we got going on in the Rock Shop right now, there's always something new. And the latest and greatest from our show is the I Beat Migs shirt. But just so you know, no one is checking your work, right, Steve?
No, you don't have to prove it.
Anyone can get one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature where you can leave us a message on the Odyssey app, and they are rolling in.
It is Memorial Day.
We will slide into our VMs after Evanescence.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Give it a try. You know you want to. Leave us a voice message. It's very easy. Just download the free Odyssey app on your smartphone, and the feature is available right there.
And we got a voice message this morning about the commencement speech of all time, and that is Kermit the Frog over at the University of Maryland. Some upset about it. Some think it's entertaining. Some people just don't give an F either way, which I think that seems to be the way to live life.
Yeah.
But here's a voice message through our Odyssey app.
You're talking about how Kermit was the commencement speaker at Maryland. I'm a Coug. Go Coug, Taryn.
Yeah.
Enough of these Cougs.
Yeah.
I was there when our commencement speaker was Robert Gates.
Do you know who Robert Gates is?
No.
Okay, I don't either.
Former U.S. Secretary of Defense.
Okay, yeah, why would we know who Robert Gates is? Was he a Coug? Oh, man, why am I asking?
I don't know.
Unless he drank at the Coug with you at the Mug Club, you have no idea.
No clue.
Robert Gates. I'd have been fired up if it was Kermit.
I mean, I kind of guess I thought most places got some sort of celebrity commencement speaker, but it sounds like a lot of us didn't get that experience.
I think they just grab whoever they can, maybe.
Someone in charge.
I know it wasn't a commencement speech, but I'll never forget the time because it just made me think of that. When I went, and I got to go to David Letterman's taping, and I was like so fired. I'm like, who's the guest going to be? And I'm looking at all the upcoming guests, and on the day I'm going, I'm like, this is going to be great. And the day that I went, the only guest, I'm telling you, it wasn't even multiple guests. It was just one person. And it was the director of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge.
Whoa.
It was so sad. It was like the high of highs. I'm going to watch one of my favorite television personalities and David Letterman. And then all of a sudden, he brings out Tom Ridge.
I mean, did Tom Ridge end up surprising you?
No, he was not terrible. Funny. Musical guest, at least, with Puddle of Mud.
Yeah.
It was a tough go.
Redemption.
So, I mean, granted, not a commencement speech, but still a massive laugh.
Oh, for sure.
Here's another voice message we just got.
It is Memorial Day. Can you guys stop playing
All right. What do you think he's going to say?
Nirvana.
See, my first thought was like, oh, here we go. Another about a certain commercial we're playing.
Oh, that.
Thinking it was going to be about that, but it was about an artist. And let's find out. Was it Nirvana?
Lenny Kravitz.
Ah.
American Woman. Please. That was all back then. Thank you.
American Woman. Still with me.
Just let him be, man. Why you gotta hate on Lenny Kravitz?
Lay some respect on Lenny's name.
Did Kravitz, did he just have a birthday?
Yeah, isn't he like 61? Oh my God.
Was it 61?
He's aging like a fine wine.
What
Steve.
The hell? What is he drinking? Because I need a bottle of it.
It's from the Fountain of Youth, obviously.
It's insane. All right, we have a voice message for Danny. Danny's not here today. He's home visiting, or home. Home is here. He's in New Mexico visiting his daughter who's graduating to the sixth grade.
Oh,
right?
My gosh. It's wild. We have a middle schooler now.
It's insane. All right.
Daily Mig Show. I have a challenge for Danny V. First off, congratulations at finally getting your ears pierced at 431 years old.
I'm proud. He's only 430. Come on, man.
I'm proud of you. I do have a challenge for you, though. I was 30 years old when I started gauging my ears up, and I'm 35 now, and I just got to 3/4 of an inch, which is about the size of a nickel. So I challenge you, Danny, start gauging your ears, bro. It doesn't hurt half as bad every time you do it as even getting your ears pierced. Not even a quarter as bad.
I thought he said nipple at first. He said nickel.
Wait, I don't think you could gauge a nipple.
I bet you can.
You probably can.
You know somebody out there has.
Yeah. Danny's not going to get that. He's gauging his nose ring, though.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that before. That's just bonkers.
That sounds painful.
The first two sizes you go up, you won't even feel. Come on, man. You know you want giant Kraken S's in your ears. Do it, Danny. Do it.
Well, I kind of want giant Kraken S's in my ears, too.
Oh, my. Well, we know that you don't do well with piercings,
no,
Steve.
I don't think you want me to take a piercing again ever, because then this might happen.
I'm really lightheaded right now. I might pass out. Yeah, I'm going to pass out, dude.
Whoa.
And that was just after a small piercing. Could you imagine a gauging? I might not come back.
Oh, no. That'd be awful.
You think Danny would... We'll have to play this for him when he comes back next week.
Danny loves a dare.
Do you think he would get his ears gauged?
I bet he would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If a certain emo singer said he should do it, we could say that's from the guy from My Chemical Romance.
But we'll just get the AI version of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, have you seen the people who have the gauges when they take the gauges out?
It's very floppy.
I got no issues with gauges at all. I think they look cool on some, not cool on others, just like anything.
Yeah.
But sometimes when they take them out and they're just kind of flopping, I'm like, do you sew them back together?
What do you do with your floppy hole?
Do you know? Karen, tell me, what do you do at your floppy hole?
Yeah, you stitch it up.
You stitch it up.
That's what you do. You stitch it up. I have seen plastic surgery to repair that before. Mm-hmm. They basically cut out the dangly part and they can plastic surgery stitch your ear back together and kind of create a new lobe.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Because I had a friend, like, she had the big, big gauges and then she took them out and it was always like, it would throw you off every once in a while because you'd be like talking and then. When the hair moved and all of a sudden you saw like there were just dangling holes without the gauges in them anymore. I'm like, does that snap back at any point or like at least, or does it just stay stretched out forever until you get surgery done?
Did you put your finger in it?
No.
You didn't ask?
I should have.
Consent is sexy.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, Migs, you experienced a first.
Yes.
Your daughter was watching a movie and it brought her to tears.
Full on waterworks.
I'm very curious as to what movie it was. So you're going to hear from Tatum at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, Migs, you came home and your daughter was watching a movie.
Yes.
And it surprised you a little bit. And why is that?
I walk in and it's Charlotte's Web, which I don't know if you've seen that movie. And I haven't. But I know the story of Charlotte's Web, like the live action one.
Sure.
I know the story. I know how it goes. Spoiler alert. The spider dies. Ugh. And I think about our old friend BJ Shea, who one time told us that he went to see that movie in the theaters. And he just started bawling.
Oh, yeah.
And I always would goof on him. But then all of a sudden, when I see my daughter watching, I'm like, oh, if that scene made a grown man cry, we are so effed. So I was like, I kind of want to see what's going to happen. So all of a sudden, the spider dies. And there's Tatum. And you could just tell she's struggling with this. And then Sid looks at her and just says, are you sad? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, it's okay if you cry. Like, she's trying to hold it back to be tough, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is weird because she cries at everything else. But for some reason, she's trying to hold back tears on this one. And then it's just full on waterworks. Oh. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. And Sid's looking at me and goes, I didn't know. I'm like, you didn't know? What do you mean you didn't know? I thought you knew. I thought this was going to be like one of those moments that you were hoping to give her like a life lesson about life and death.
Or you fast forward through it like I do.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, and she got over it pretty quick and then was pretty fired up when the baby spiders showed up all that. But afterwards, I sat down with Tatum and I asked her some questions about the movie.
Of course.
I'm mad because in order to get her to speak freely, I can't let her know she's being recorded because she shells up and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of hide the phone a little bit, but for some reason it's super muffled. But I'll translate if there's any issues with the overall understanding of what she's saying. But here's me talking to her after watching Charlotte's Web and crying.
Did you watch... Charlotte Webb today?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I liked it.
And
the fact
how
you sad because
spiders
died when
they
had
the
baby.
Yeah, and Charlotte died?
Yeah, she's like, it was good until Charlotte died and then I was sad and stuff.
Same.
And then you didn't know if you should cry or not and then you cried?
Yeah.
But you still liked the movie?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
I did like the end of the movie.
going to die when the babies come in because of
it. So she liked when the babies came in, and the three of them stuck around to hang. Spoiler alert, I don't want to ruin the movie for people, but then the three baby spiders hung out with Wilbur.
And best.
Yeah, so that was a good moment. At least it was a happy ending. But it was interesting, like, even Sid was giving a hard time. She's like, you're more broken up about this than when Lulu, our dog, died.
Oh.
And then she almost started crying. I'm like, what are you doing? Because she's like, no, I was sad about Lulu, too. I'm like, we don't need. But it's interesting when you think about, like, that's really, that was like a big, in a sense, like, that was just teaching her about life and death.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of bonkers that was going on yesterday
that
afternoon.
That movie is brutal.
What about for you? Do you remember the movie that made you cry? The first movie?
I do. It was The Land Before Time, which came out in like the late 80s, I want to say. Okay. I was young, but it's, again, it's these stories with like a parent that dies. It's that situation.
Mother, where are you?
I don't know if we're going to get through this clip because Taryn's eyes are already starting to water.
Oh. Please get up.
For those playing at home, there are now tears coming out of Taryn's eyes.
Horrible.
I don't mean to laugh, but this is hilarious.
Yes, you can. Get up.
Dear sweet little foot, do you remember the way to the great...
Are you doing okay over there?
I'm not okay. This is so traumatic for me.
Why do I have to know you're
going to
be with me?
Oh, okay, that's harsh.
It's horrible.
Oh, and poor kids have to watch this.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so this, I mean, if you've never seen the movie, again, spoiler alert, mom doesn't make it, but this is right after she has saved her child from the T-Rex.
Oh.
So it's so dramatic. It's, like, very scary, and then you just get dropped into this, like, bucket of tears. It's terrible.
For me, it wasn't a cartoon. It
I'm wiping the tears.
You need some Kleenex? Mine was, I don't know if you remember this movie. It came out in the late 70s. And I remember it was on TV one day. And I was a big fan of watching any kind of sports movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a movie called The Champ.
Ooh.
It has John Voight. It's a remake. I never saw the original. It was like from the 30s. But it had Ricky Schroeder. Remember Ricky Schroeder?
Yeah.
He's a little kid. And the whole premise of this movie is that his dad is like some down and out boxer. He's an alcoholic, all this stuff. His mom is doing better nowadays and she wants to keep him from dad. But dad wants to prove that, like, you know, he's still a good dad and he can still make money for the kids. So he decides to get back in the boxing ring and has another boxing match. Spoiler alert, dad dies in the
ring. In the ring?
Not in the ring, but after the fight.
Oh.
So they bring him into the back, into the locker room, and I'll never forget this moment where what? Ricky Schroeder's trying to wake his dad up, who's dying right in front of him.
Wake up, champ. Dad, don't sleep now. You gotta go home. You gotta go home, champ.
I'm having a hard time with this one, too. It's like,
this is horrible.
So he's crying. This poor little kid, like, wake up, dad. Wake up, champ. And then there's another guy in there who's bawling. So then the little kid's now comforting the other guy who's crying.
Oh.
Don't cry. Georgie.
Mr.
Hamilton. Wake him up. Wake him.
Oh, yes, sir.
Please wake him up.
And I remember just sitting there like, what do I do?
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible. I like that our, even though they're very different movies, same premise.
I was about to say, both of them are dealing with a parent trying to keep them from falling asleep.
And honestly, the number of movies from my childhood that had that, I really thought it was going to be a bigger issue for me as a kid.
Oh, man.
206-803-ROCK. Do you remember, Rockaholics, the very first movie that made you cry?
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that very first movie that made you cry when you were little? Or maybe when you were big?
Both of us currently have watery eyes.
206-803-ROCK. Call up and tell us the first movie that made you cry. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take these calls after Puddle of Mud. What was the very first movie that made you cry? 206-803-ROCK.
We just experienced it in my household, and the movie was Charlotte's Web.
That one is awful.
I know my wife cried for the first time. No, her daughter, Tatum.
What was the first movie that made you cry? 206-803-ROCK. Matthew from Duval, what was that movie for you?
Well, at first I thought it was... Oh, I got double.
Are you okay over there?
Old Yeller. but it was actually where the red fern grows.
Oh. Yeah, neither of those are very joyful movies at all.
I've never seen... What is where the red fern grows?
It's Old Yeller on steroids.
Okay, great. Yeah, any dog dying, I don't want to watch.
Yeah,
I
remember, no, thank you.
Someone texted in about Marley and Me, and I remember seeing Marley and Me as an adult, and that scene, and the theater, which was stupid, and everybody you could tell was it was like, you could feel the tension of like, who's going to cry first in the theater, and somebody started sniffling, and it just started a chain reaction of sniffling, and then I'd say within a couple of minutes, everybody was bawling in the theater.
Waterworks.
Old Yeller, though, I've never seen the movie.
Don't.
I just went and looked. This scene is gnarly right here.
To.
Mom's got a shotgun because so the dog got rabies, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Mom's got a shotgun and just hands it to our kids.
No, Mama. There's no hope for him now, Travis. He's suffering.
And then just hands the shotgun. Just take care of it, kid.
Do your part.
Oh.
206-803-ROCK. Rhonda from Spanaway. What was the first movie that made you cry?
It was 8 Below with Paul Walker. We were living in Arizona, and my friend, we did dog rescue, and her husband, who doesn't like dogs, took us to the movie to watch. And I have never seen a grown man cry like a baby like he did.
Oh.
I've never seen the movie, but I'm looking at the picture of it. And so yet again, another movie that involves dogs. So, of course, it's going to bring you, it's going to tug on the emotional heartstrings. But the movie poster makes it look like it's a real happy-go-lucky film.
Yeah, no. It hurts.
What's up with Disney, man, just trying to make everybody cry all the time?
It's kind of rude, honestly.
Somebody even brought it up on the text line and just said, Disney movies, they basically instill the fear that your parents are going to die at any given moment.
It's a lot of trauma.
And animals as well.
206-803-ROCK. Sandy from Yelm, what was the first movie that made you cry?
Oh, my gosh. Snoopy Come Home. It's definitely a dog-themed day.
Yes!
Where the Red Fern Grows was awful too, and the book was sad, but oh my gosh, Snoopy was the first one. It must have been 5 or 6.
No, I don't remember. What was the moment that led to you crying in that?
So Snoopy runs away from home because his previous owner is sick and he's trying to get to her, and he takes off and leaves Charlie Brown like super sad, can't find his dog. And
I never knew
and then
about.
The girl asked Snoopy to stay with her, and yeah, it's just like Charlie Brown's walking through the rain, trying to find his dog, and
these damn dogs.
I had a little beagle named Snoopy before this.
Oh. How about I never knew of that premise to Snoopy where he needed to go see his old owner.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell, man? Now, back in the day there was just like zero F's given.
No.
Like, we're gonna crush the souls of all the children.
206-803-ROCK. Ian from Seattle, what was the first movie that made you cry?
Yeah, so Armageddon.
Oh.
No dogs. But Armageddon, that one was a brutal one.
It's another, you know, another
pick. Falling on the couch as a kid.
Yes, it's terrible. But a great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Does that have the Aerosmith song?
Yeah, fantastic movie, killer cast, the whole nine.
Somebody just texted in saying, Titanic, tears of joy that movie was over.
Oh, why was that you, Steve?
Yes, it was. A lot of people are texting in My Girl.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, that was a rough one.
I think I probably watched that twice as a kid, and then I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Oh, I was one and done.
Oh, just a horrible, horrible
A great movie, but man, I don't ever want to be sad again like that.
Also, fear of bees. 206-803-ROCK. Marie in Tukwila, what was the first movie that made you cry?
It was definitely Frosty the Snowman, year after year.
It is a pretty emotional ending.
Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump.
You know what's funny is that Tatum watches that movie all the time. It's never once hit her in that way.
Maybe that's still coming.
I don't know. Maybe she's just like, snowmen. They're not real anyway. I don't know.
Oh, how dare you.
Right, how rude.
206-803-ROCK. Alonzo from Des Moines. What was the first movie that made you cry?
Oh, man. La Bamba.
I don't think I saw La Bamba.
That's the story of Richie Valens.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Oh, but not a great ending.
Well, I mean, Alonzo could probably tell you what happened.
Yes.
Or maybe he won't. Witchy Valentine.
Yeah. I knew that. 206-803-ROCK. What was the first movie that made you cry? Do we have Old Man Kenny still?
No, we lost him.
Oh. Should we just blindly answer?
All right, yeah, give it a whirl. We have no phone screener because Danny's not here.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from? Oh. Hello, who is this and where are you calling from?
Sheldon, my name's Joe.
And what was the first movie that made you cry?
E.T.
Oh, E.T. is really emotional, too.
Yeah, yeah. Teaches you about loss. Someone said Brian's song. I've never seen it. I've only seen the it's a football movie, and it's some people say it's the saddest movie of all time, which is why I've stayed away from it. But it's a Brian Piccolo story. I love you, Brian Piccolo. I know that part because I've seen that scene like a billion times, but I've never sat and watched that movie.
What year did this movie come out?
Oh, forever ago. I mean, maybe like 70s.
Oh, we're just making a big list of movies that I'm not going to watch.
Right.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you would like a shot at beating Steve today, it might be helpful if you were tuned into the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room. Steve has a record of 169 wins, 58 losses, and 39 ties in 2025.
Tied earlier this morning.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.